So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, let, you know, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously. And no one will say that, but I don't know how you can reach that conclusion. You know what I mean?
Donald Trump falls on stage after loud noises.
Loud noises!
What an event.
It's been crazy, hasn't it?
Sugar Tits is sick, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a bit nasally.
You sound all right, though. You're coming through all right. Yeah, so anyway, we're going to have a look at all the happenings. And it's not a structured video, let me tell you. We've got bits and pieces here and bits and pieces there, but we'll do our best.
Well, the news keeps coming in very quickly, doesn't it?
I mean, that's the story of the week or the month, I guess. I mean, I heard someone say yesterday, there's some decades where nothing happens and there's some weeks where decades happen. And this is like one of those weeks or months at least. But yeah, here we are. So let's go. So let me just say, we got two photos yesterday. We got two very opposing photos. We got like the best photo ever.
Okay.
This one. Look at this.
Look at that champ right there.
I mean, I was proud to be an American when I saw that. I'm not even fucking American.
Look at him. He's like, yeah, bitch, I just got shot. Nothing's going to hold me down.
Yeah, he's just a Chad, isn't he? And the American flag in the background and that photographer's in the right position. It's just perfect. Like, that'll go down in history as like one of the greatest shots ever.
I know you're going to tell me that there are people who said this was staged.
Yeah, there are people saying that.
Because and that does look like an awesome photo that could potentially have been staged.
Yeah, it does. And there are people saying that. And I'm not going to get into that because I'm not like down in the weeds with that sort of thing. I haven't been following that sort of things. I don't think it was because a guy got killed. I mean, two guys got killed. The shooter got killed and a guy in the crowd got killed. Poor bloke. The bigger question to me would be like, who's behind it sort of thing? Was this just a lone wolf or was it organised or orchestrated by some higher up?
Whoever it was, they've just fucked things beyond repair, I think, for the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I was saying we got two photos yesterday. We got this photo, this whopper of a photo, and this is fantastic. And representing women everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, that's a Secret Service chick. That's a female Secret Service agent cowering behind Trump.
Another win for the feminists.
Look, it's a microsecond in the heat of the moment. So maybe she was in like some motion to protect him as well. And it's just like happens to be the pinpoint shot that they got. But it doesn't look good.
No. Yeah, she was on her way. She was getting there, you know.
Anyway, we'll get into that later. But look at how Trump's packing, man. He's got two pistols on him.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, shit, I didn't even see those.
So he walks around with two pistols on him at all times. Fucking hell, what a Chad.
He's Alpha Chad.
I mean, I guess you'd have to, wouldn't you, being Trump?
Yeah,
so anyway, this stuff's gone down. I found out about it on Twitter, like I suppose most people. But if you're to follow the advice of the Australian Prime Minister, you should only be getting your news from trusted sources. And by the way, what were those trusted sources saying? Donald Trump escorted off stage by Secret Service during rally after loud noises ring out in crowd.
Oh, the loud noises. Oh, someone farted really loud.
Oh, fucking hell. Trump removed from stage by Secret Service after loud noises startles former president. And we've got this from CNN.
Live pictures coming out of Butler, Pennsylvania, where some loud noises were heard. We don't know exactly what they were yet.
The Secret Service rushed him off stage after these loud noises.
He was talking to a crowd. We heard noises.
He was standing there at the podium, flinched at a noise.
We heard sounds. We heard noises. We don't know what they were.
Banging or cracking, loud cracking noises. At first I thought, is that fireworks?
There were reports of a lot of noise, a loud noise.
We heard the loud noises.
There were loud noises.
We heard those noises.
Loud noises were heard.
We had heard those, whatever that sound was, whether it was fireworks or whatnot. I don't want to try to speculate on what that noise was.
Loud noises! I mean, come on, loud noises. There was a sound, a loud sound.
That's like Steve Carell in the Anchorman.
Loud noises!
So I saw someone on Twitter say, this is probably just a report from like straight after it happened, you know, mm-hmm. and in the confusion, they didn't know what it was, so they reported on loud noises.
Well, they didn't want to speculate.
Well, here's the thing. See, even these articles have got photos, at least, of what happened, and most have got videos of what happened, mm-hmm. alongside these headlines of, oh, loud noises, Trump fell among loud noises. Mm-hmm. So they've seen the video, they obviously saw the blood, they obviously saw the fucking, the Secret Service sniper shooting back at something. Come on. Why wouldn't you write suspected shooting at Trump rally?
Exactly. Because they didn't want to speculate.
Well, I mean, I think they just wanted to make Trump look weak.
Yeah.
You know, Trump fell because there was a loud noise. Look, he's just as bad as Biden.
Yeah. He's feeble.
He's just as senile. You know, I think that's what they were trying to do. So anyway, the shooter is a guy called Thomas Crooks. That's Thomas Crooks.
Why do they always look the same?
He doesn't look happy, does he? I don't think he was slaying pussy, that dude.
They never are. They always look like that. They're never slaying pussy.
Yeah, I mean, he looks mad, doesn't
he? His skin looks like he's never seen a ray of sunshine in his goddamn life.
Like, he's kind of like a bit Mona Lisa-y here. Is he smiling? I think that's an attempted smile with rage behind it.
And the eyes. It's the eyes. They look
sad, yeah.
Dead.
I was watching Jeremy talk about this dude this morning. So this is what he says about him.
We found out that he was, quote, a registered Republican. But it is my theory that he simply registered as a Republican so that he could vote against Trump. Pennsylvania is a closed primary state, so he would have had no reason to vote. And he also registered as Republican after he donated money to Joe Biden.
So this dude was a registered Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen heaps of lefties on Twitter sort of going, well, oh, it was a Republican. Ha, ha, ha. You can't... I mean, not that there should be political point scoring with this shit anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, I think Jeremy makes a good point. He may have registered as a Republican so he could vote in the primaries in Pennsylvania to vote against Trump.
How old is he? He looks like he's balding already.
He's 20.
Oh, that's a hard life, bro.
Yeah. He's kind of got the Habsburg jaw in this one. Look at that.
Whoa. What the fuck happened to his hair there?
Well, he's like transitioning, I guess.
From that last photo that you just showed me to this one.
Well, I think that last one is a high school photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back to the conspiracy theories, I guess. And like I said, I haven't sort of delved much into that because I don't think there is any great conspiracy theory here. The Secret Service did a piss poor job because the rooftop that this guy shot from was like in clear line of sight, 120 meters away from the Trump stage.
Yeah.
You see, like there's the stage and this is like a soccer field or a fucking footy field or a baseball thing. 400 feet away, there's this building.
Yeah.
And that's where he was. He was like lying on that fucking roof and he just shot him. See that rectangle there? That's where the Secret Service dude was who shot him.
Ah.
So like, why wasn't there fucking agents and shit on that rooftop?
Yeah.
I mean, apparently they found a ladder like next to that building. There was this guy who witnessed it that was interviewed by BBC. Have a look at this.
So we walked up. And probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here.
See, isn't that weird? People have seen this dude crawling along the roof with a rifle.
Yeah.
They're saying to cops, hey, this dude's got a gun. What the fuck's going on? They're pointing at him to the Secret Service and shit. But if you notice in the video where the Secret Service are, like, scoping him out, like, aiming at him and shit, about to shoot, they don't seem to, like, move around much. So maybe they did see them pointing at him and they were just, like, keeping an eye on him or something. I don't know. It's all a bit fucking weird, though. Anyway.
And... next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling police in the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars.
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Oh, okay, so he was like behind the pitch of a roof sort of thing.
Yeah.
So these dudes are like pointing at him going, hey, there's a dude there with a gun.
Yeah.
Because of the location of this fucking rooftop, that's what makes it seem like a piss poor effort to me.
Yeah.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh, yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Look at the Secret Service chick, right? I mean, all like jokes and misogyny and shit aside, she's not even fucking tall enough to cover him. Like, all these dudes around him, like, their heads are, like, at least at the height of Trump's head.
She's exposing his head because she's so short.
Yeah. I am strong. I am invincible.
I am woman.
Oh, no, it's terrible. She looks like she's ducking for cover. Like, she's...
I mean, it's...
This is the bodyguard. Whitney would be fucking dead right now.
Yeah, it's probably unfair. And look, I'm not saying I'd do any better. I'd probably fucking cower too. But I'm not a Secret Service agent.
I know.
You know?
Oh, she's dead.
I am woman. So anyway, Biden addresses the nation, and I don't have much of this. I actually haven't watched it, but I don't think you need to watch much of it. This is the 8-second clip I saw on Twitter.
But in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
At the battle box?
The battle box.
The battle box.
The battle box.
Oh, God, Biden.
But in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
Just the fact that he said it twice too.
I know, it wasn't even a slip up.
He didn't say at the battle box, the ballot box. He said the battle box. That's right, the battle box, as if he's reiterating it. So anyway, then we've got the TikTokers. You know there's TikTokers. All you got to do is log on to fucking Libs of TikTok and they're just, yeah.
I just found out about this shit. It just happened. I haven't even had a second to process. You're telling me somebody finally had the balls to bring a pew-pew and it missed! We were a second away! We were a centimeter away from half of the problem being gone and you missed!
Wow.
Yeah. No shit. She's fucking angry that there wasn't a political assassination in her country.
She wants death.
I mean, that's insane. That's insane. And it doesn't finish there. Listen to this.
There was a white man attached to that trigger. I know it! We were a centimeter away!
You know who could have got this crime done?
Yeah.
A black man.
Yeah. They've been practicing this shit for years.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Just got out of the movies, and for a split second, I thought Donald Trump had been assassinated. And I thought to myself, this is the best fucking day of my life. And then he wasn't. So it's the worst day of my life.
It's the worst day of my life because there wasn't an assassination. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
They're all scared. They know that Trump's going to win. The desperation level has got to that point.
Well, here's the thing, right? I was going to mention this earlier. Let's just take a second to imagine, right? Imagine if he had have gotten killed. What do you think would be happening in America right now? Like, do you think everyone would have just gone, oh, okay, Trump got killed. Oh, well, that was fun while it lasted. Let's go home. Or do you think there'd be... It'd be fucking huge. Like, you'd see massive... Because it's like right-wing people with fucking guns and shit that love him, especially. Do you think they're just going to go, oh, he got assassinated, time to find a new candidate? If that dude had have got him, it would be fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, it would be really, really bad. Anyway.
Hey, Trump got shot at. Got shot at? Trump got shot at. So, like, did he... Oh, yeah, he lived. Huh. Yeah, and what's worse is he looked really cool when it happened. What do you mean he looked cool when it happened? He unfortunately looked very cool when it happened. How do you look cool getting shot at? Well, like, what did he do? Pop right back up with blood streaming down his face, pumping a fist in the air, shouting USA, USA, USA until a crowd of thousands joined in? That's exactly what he did. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, that's really cool. I know. Crap. We're gonna lose the election, huh? Big time.
It is fucking cool. Yeah,
at least she was like funny about it.
Yeah.
So on that note, we've got Chunk.
Chunky yogurt.
Chunk. What do you think Chunk did?
Oh, he coped. He came up with some make-believe cope, didn't he?
Actually, I was pleasantly surprised.
What?
I saw him on Twitter giving, like, big ups to Trump and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this world?
He looks totally heroic. You gotta be honest about it. You have to be objective about it. That's our job. Look, he's, thank God he's alive. I've called him a coward hundreds of times, but here he was not. He was brave, and that was an incredible moment when he put his arm up and said fight, fight, fight. So Trump's okay. Assassination attempt, he's alive. It's a disaster in every other way.
So yeah, good job, Chunk. But then we've got CNN commenting on the fight, fight, fight thing. And how do you think they took it?
I do want to say there was one thing that when I watched the tape I found odd because of all of the heated rhetoric, and that is that after he was hit, former President Trump got up and said, fight, fight, fight. I think what we're hearing from people is that's not the message that we want to be sending right now. We want to tamp it down.
Mm. The cunt just got shot. And they're going, oh, he's stirring up violence and violent rhetoric. God, Trump's so toxic. How dare he say fight, fight, fight? He got fucking shot.
They've been going after him for fucking years, like lawsuits. They've been trying everything they can to get this man down. And it's come to someone actually shooting at him. And then he says, fight, fight, fight. But it's got to be him inciting violence, you know?
Yeah, I can't believe this guy that just got his ear shot off is inciting violence. Fuck you. Fuck off, CNN. That's fucking so lame. Anyway, last thing I want to cover. Anthony Albanese.
The Australian Prime Minister.
You know how he's been pushing this misinformation and disinformation bill for for like a year or two? It's basically a bill. I did a video on it. I'll link it somewhere. It's basically a bill that says social media companies have to crack down on misinformation and disinformation. But anything that the government says cannot be misinformation and disinformation. It's exempt from the definition.
Yeah.
So it's basically a muzzle for the general public. Anything you say online can just be deemed bullshit like that. But anything we say is exempt from being bullshit. So I hear Anthony Albanese say the words misinformation and disinformation and my fucking ears prick.
About this?
Well, he ties it into this. Because of course he does. He's fucking Anthony Albanese. He's just a fucking weasel. Anyway, watch this.
I've said very clearly that I'm concerned related to this incident. I've been talking for a long period of time about people having conflict fatigue in this country, about being able to have a political discourse which is respectful. I think that's the essence of democracy. There's a lot of shouting going on. A point is not made more significant by it being done in capital letters. Social media is clearly having an impact as well. And, there's still much that we don't know about the incident. Can I say this? And there's nothing to be gained from speculating. We don't know motives, all of these issues. So I do urge, one of the things I urge everyone to do is to exercise caution when reading unverified reports of the events and to seek out credible news sources. We all need to be on guard against those seeking to use misinformation to create division. And this is a time for unity, it's a time for calm. It's a time for allowing the authorities in the United States to do their job.
So there it is, that buzzword, misinformation. As I said, it pricks my ears.
Mm-hmm.
But we all should be using credible sources when looking for information on this. Okay, Anthony, what are the credible sources saying?
Loud noises!
Fucking loud noises. Fuck off, Anthony.
When did it become become such a bad thing to speculate?
Well, it's just that the wider general public can see your speculation now, and the government hates it. See, in the past, you could only speculate amongst those in your general vicinity, and you could make a good point. But now you can make a good point to the nation or the world, and they're terrified by it because they don't control it.
Yeah, it seems pussified to me. It seems like these news outlets are fucking just pussified. Oh, we don't want to speculate, so we're going to say loud noises. They can't even mention the word shooting.
Well, I don't think it's being pussified. I mean, they are pussified, obviously, but it's framing. It's propagandistic framing. Everyone thinks Joe Biden's senile and old and can't get the job done. Oh my God, look at Trump. He fell because there were some loud noises.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to go with, and it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, for whoever called that in to say, oh, yeah, print this one. There was loud noises and suddenly Trump fell. I mean, does that guy exist, or did someone ring the CNN or fucking NBC offices and say, hey, there's been a suspected shooting?
Yeah.
And the editor there has gone, oh, well, how can we describe that makes Trump look weak?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's where it's at the moment from my position. I mean, there's more information coming out all the time. All this stuff's probably going to be old by the time this is edited and published. But yeah, I thought we better say something about it because it's huge news, obviously.
The circus has well and truly begun.
Anyway, if we've missed anything, leave a comment. Disagree with us, agree with us, I don't fucking care.
Just don't shoot us.
Yeah. Alright, thanks for watching. I'll catch you later.
See ya. Recession! Give me better times, give me better times. Recession!